Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. I watched some great NFL football. I already know who's going to win the Super Bowl. It's just like in my eyes. I can see who's going. I mean, I can just see it. If y'all want to know who I think, y'all should wait till Friday. Come back on Friday, and I'm going to tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl. And it's like right here in my face. There's been some blowouts, but it is what it is. But anywho, oh man, the LSU and Clemson game is today. What I tell you about that quarterback from LSU? What I tell you about him? Didn't I say? I said to watch out for him. I did put that on my podcast. Y'all listen to the podcast episode 2020 NFL prospect. I've been said watch the Burrow. He's not for the Colts, but you can watch him. He can be, I may take that back. He might be for the Colts. But his style of play, he could be. But I don't think the Colts, I think the Colts got the 13th pick, and I don't think they're going to, I think they're going to get an existing quarterback. But anyway, this is not a football topic, so let me go back. This is a spiritual topic, spiritual episode. Before I get into that, I'm going to say Monday's quote. Make every day your last. Oh, excuse me. Make every day like it is your last day. Sorry about that. And that's from me. So, the topic today is the power of silence. Now, you're probably thinking, Ivory, what do that mean? What is the power of silence? Is the power of silence a tool you use? Is it something that you do when you get in an argument? Or you do it in front of your boss? Or when people are talking, you just be quiet? Let me explain what the power of silence. The power of silence is a tool you use for anything in life. Anything in life, you have to use it. Because if you run your mouth, you're not going to learn. When you get those, you know, you hate those people that always just run their mouth and they never shut up. They're never going to learn anything. They learn from stuff like TV, like movies and TV shows. Those type of people, they don't know how to learn. Now, being a teacher is different. I'm talking about just them idiots that just always talk a lot and they don't have no, they just say idiotic things. Those people are not, they don't know this tool. But this tool gives you power like nothing else in life. Like, for example, if someone in your job always bothering you in the wrong way, if you use the power of silence, you'll make them look like a damn fool. Just sit there and just listen to them. Even if it doesn't make sense. And sometimes I do get it. And like, you know, when you can't really use this method a lot. Especially, and it's very hard to use this method. Especially if you're dealing with bullies in high school. This method would be like, really, Ivory? But sometimes it does work. When you use this tool, the power of silence. First of all, you become a better listener. Well, excellent listener. And then you become an excellent leader. Because you, when you say something and you don't mean to say it, but it's the truth, you can't take it back. You can never take it back. Once you say it out your mouth, that's it. It's no, I'm sorry, or I didn't mean to say that. No. And you get those people. You get those type of people that say something when they're angry. That's really what they meant to say. Like, if they told you, let's just say if you get in an argument with your friend, and she say, you know, I don't know, let's just say she says, that's why I think you're this or that, or you're a whore, you know, I don't know what it is. You know how us girls, we go overboard. That's what they meant to say. You can't go back and say, well, you know, I was just playing. No, ain't no playing with that. It's no playing. You show them who has the power. But let's just say if she does tick you off, your friend, you just look at him and be like, okay, and walk off. Don't get to their level. That is called being immature. Listen. Listen, listen, listen. And I get it. Like I said, it's very hard when it comes to bullies. Like, when it comes to that, it's very, very hard. So I can't even, you know, it's hard. It is. Especially if you deal with it every single day like I did. Deal with it every single day. Like, out of the whole year, I don't know how many years in the school anymore, but let's just say 260. 260 every day someone is talking about you. Every single day, negative. Nothing positive, always negative. And you have nothing to do with it. You just mind your own business. Yes, it gets irritating. And them two, out of them maybe 200, you really want to smack the stuff out of them. I get it. Maybe one of them days you did smack the stuff out of them. I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, some days you just like, oh my God. And violence is not the answer, but sometimes I do be getting it. And then you get in trouble. They don't get in trouble. You do. And you get 3 to 5 days of OSS or ISS or whatever they do, written or so, after school or whatever, you know, everyone else do. But I understand that. But the power of silence is a tool that everyone should use. Show them. Not through words. Through your actions. Music. Art. Sports. Being an activist. Just show them. Well, being an activist, you have to do words. But you get what I'm saying. Like, show them through your talent. Show them in another way. You got to. Make the world a safer place. It's just, life is hard. Life is very hard. I get it. But this power of silence will give you something, and it will give you to be strong. It makes you become something than nothing. Because if you get to that level, you're just going to be all over the place. You're going to get mad, and you're going to get a headache the next morning, blood pressure, all this extra stuff. No. You have to have control. You have to have the power of silence. Being silent, that's what I do. That's why a lot of people be like, Ivy, why are you so quiet? Because I'm trying to observe you. And I'm listening. Because you can tell if within maybe that, and sometimes you can't, but sometimes you can observe someone, like, within, I'll say, maybe about 30 minutes of the conversation you're having with someone. Or if that's your friend. Or you can kind of, now, it's like I said, sometimes you can. But sometimes you can have an idea, be like, I don't know if she's my friend or not. I don't know if I like that guy. I don't know if I like that girl. You can kind of have that, like, okay. Because you can tell, like, oh, man, we're compatible. Oh, man, I like you as a friend. You can just tell immediately. And once again, sometimes you can't, because some people are so good at controlling. And they're so good at smooth talking. That's what that power of silence, and a lot of people use it for the wrong reasons. So, that is today's episode, Power of Silence. And I hope you guys have a great Monday. I can't wait for this LSU game. Who I got? Oh, man, it's so hard. This is a good... Ow, something's telling me to go. I'm going to go with LSU. I'm sorry, Clemson, but I have to go to LSU. LSU have an offensive line. They got a quarterback. They got a running back. They got wide receivers. They got corners. I mean, I'm not saying Clemson don't, but it's just, yeah, they, I don't know. Yeah, LSU going to win. I think LSU going to win. And it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a really good game. So that's why I got it's LSU. But guys, I hope you have a good Monday, and I see you later. Stay warm. It's been nice over here. It's been 60 degrees. But anywho, I hope y'all have a fantastic Monday, and I see you Wednesday. Much love.